USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said they're now on track to get the nation vaccinated for the coronavirus.
By July, we will have in hand enough vaccine to be able to vaccinate virtually anybody and everybody. It'll be 600 million doses for 300 million people.
He was on Fox News Sunday. He reminded everyone that even though the infection rates are dropping, people need to still wash their hands and wear a mask. A military jet has crashed in Montgomery, Alabama, killing the two Air Force pilots aboard. The training jet was on its way to Tallahassee when it crashed in a wooded area near Montgomery Regional Airport. The T-38 trainer aircraft crashed about a half an hour before sunset, and the airport tower reported that several pilots had complained about the sun right before the crash. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A United Airlines plane in Denver, Colorado, experienced engine failure just after takeoff. A spokesman for the Broomfield Police Department, Rachel Welch, said the officers had secured areas where the debris had fallen.
We'll secure the area, take initial witness statements from people that have debris in their yard, and then we will eventually turn the investigation over to the NTSB. They'll determine what happened.
The plane was heading to Honolulu. It turned around and made a safe landing at the Denver airport. There were no injuries. After the big snowstorm in Texas, Democratic lawmakers are calling for government regulation. Republican Texas Congressman Ronnie Jackson says the last thing he wants is government regulation for the state's power grid.
We have an independent grid. I want to keep it that way. I think Governor Abbott has been adamant about having the Texas legislature look into this and figure out where we as a state need to regulate this.
Also in Oregon, electric crews are cutting down frozen trees where many residents have been without power for a week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former President Trump has announced he's making a public appearance next week. With more, here's USA's Val Dior.
The former president will address the Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, in Florida next week. He'll speak about the future of the Republican Party and the conservative movement. CPAC is in Orlando, Florida, this year from February 25 to 28. It's his first major public appearance since he left the White House, and it's said he'll take on President Biden's immigration policies as well, which are proving to be the polar opposite of the Trump administration. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
The United Nations is asking for proof that the daughter of the ruler of Dubai is alive and safe, less than a week after she posted a video saying she was being held hostage by her family. A spokeswoman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights said her office reached out to the family and asked for proof of life for Sheikha Latifa bint Mohammed Al Maktoum. The United Arab Emirates Embassy in London released a statement saying that Sheikha Latifa was under the care of her family and medical professionals at her home. On Tuesday, the BBC released a video where she said, "I'm a hostage. This villa is converted into a jail. I'm by myself. No access to medical help, no trial, no charge, nothing." In the videos, she said she fought against the soldiers who tranquilized her, then took her on a private jet to Dubai. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.